there is something that I always forget to do that is the beginning of the episode, mm-hmm. because the beginning of all episodes are the same. I think if you have listened to the podcast, you know about that. And everybody knows about that, but I don't because I don't know what happens in my mind. So I have a basic script that is like, hi, I'm Malik. I speak from the USA and I'm a Coldplay fan. Simple as that.
Sweet.
Okay?
Sounds good. All right. All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I am Malik.
My head,
I speak from America.
My head, I thought you were starting to sing like Higher Power because it said 3, 2, 1. I was like, oh yeah.
I won't do that.
Okay. Oh, you will. This is recorded. This is going to be on the podcast for sure. Sorry, continue.
Oh boy. Oh. That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Trust me. If you've seen any of the Instagram videos, it takes me like 12 attempts to even film the intro and the rest of it, but it's fine. All right, here we go. All right. This is for real this time. Hi, everybody. My name is Malik, and I speak from America, and I'm a Coldplay fan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cold Talks, the Coldplay Fans Podcast. Today, we come back after 1 week without episodes. It's been tough, guys. I won't lie to you. It's been weird. It's been strange. But wow, here we are again because this podcast and having those conversations is something that brings me a lot of joy, something that brings me a lot of happiness, and I intend to continue doing, even though we have some hard times and hard days. And I hope that you guys feel like this as well, that the same way that sometimes when things are tough, we have a refugee in Coldplay. I hope that maybe this podcast can be like a relief of a stressful day for you as well. And talking about that, that was one of the topics of today's conversation that was with Malik Davis. He's from the United States. He's a photographer and filmmaker. And you could see from the beginning of the podcast that, well, things are a bit different. That introduction was just so, like, I once thought that I could just erase that part and just leave the regular, hi, I am, in this case, Malik, but I just couldn't cut that part out. It was just so fun. And that makes it very clear who Malik is. He's a very uplifting guy. He's very optimistic. He's a very loving person. And this is an episode about finding joy and happiness in things that sometimes are not that joyful. And that connects so much to the man that, well, I don't have anything else to say. I think this episode is a very nice one. If you're feeling down, maybe that's the day for you. I told in this episode that I'm not very much like into listening to the episodes again once they're out. But with this one, I am going to publish this right now. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to listen to it again. Because I remember that it gave me such a nice amount of joy that I think that maybe I'm in need of that today and some other days. And I hope that, well, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling blue for some reason, take a listen. Like, try it out. Maybe you're going to like it. Before we actually begin, I just have one quick message. Don't forget to follow Cold Talks on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Cold Talks Pod, P-O-D, on Twitter and Instagram. We always like tell who the guest is 1 day before, so people on those both platforms knew about Malik yesterday, November 31st. And yeah, this is December 1st, so it means happy Christmas light season, everybody. Now you're officially allowed by Phil Harvey to listen to Christmas light. Also, if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, there is a question for you to answer. Take a look here. Take your guess. It's a question based on the episode and on some topic that we commented about in the episode. So stay tuned and take a look if you're listening to it on Spotify. But yeah, without further ado, and with the messages being told, let's go. Cold Talks, Malik. Hi, Hi, Malik. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty fine. It's so nice to have you here. I remember some weeks ago that I asked on Twitter who people would like to listen here, and your name was there with some people. Like some people would like to see you. And my bad, but I haven't met you until those people started commenting about you, and there are lots of interesting topics that I think we can talk about here.
Yeah.
So it's very nice for you to like accepting and wanting to be here.
Of course, because I know I saw I think it was Frank that I saw that popped up on the timeline. I'm like, that's neat. I'm like, I want to be a part of that. It seems like a fun idea. And since you're not using the video, I don't have to like look all pretty or anything, you know, like I try to do in the pictures I take, but yeah, you know, I'm excited, and thank you for the people that commented my name. I feel so loved.
We are loved. Everybody's loved in this community. So Malik, how do you present yourself to people who are listening to you, to people that know you from Twitter but never heard your voice?
yeah, I know. It's really odd because I've always been very self-conscious of my voice. And so like even when I, you know, going on a tiny tangent, even when I do the little Instagram videos that I put on Instagram, I was like, granted, it's like I video it and it's like, I have to listen to myself, you know, and it's just kind of like, wow, it's like, I sound very annoying. So for all the people that think that I sound like this magical human being, sorry to disappoint you. I sound pretty average, I guess. But also, if my voice isn't up to your expectations, I apologize, and you can wait for the next episode of Cold Talks.
If you want a nice voice, we used to joke around that Kyle has an ASMR voice because he has a very low pitched voice, and it's very like he talks smoothly. He has a very nice microphone, and it's very like. Yeah. And I'm like, I talked to him, and while he was speaking, I was like, oh my god, this voice is so amazing. But what I was going to talk is not about that, right?
Yeah.
Usually, we are the only ones who are self conscious about that. I hate my voice so much, but editing the podcast made me realize, like, what can I do, right? Like, it's my voice. It's horrible, but nobody thinks it's horrible, just me.
Yeah.
And well, it happens. Yeah. But don't worry, people are not going to be like,
I know, I think you sound beautiful. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think you sound beautifully.
No, I said I think you sound perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think you sound beautifully. So this is,
I forgot to bring my auto-tune machine, so you know. Or I could just put on a fake British accent. Just kidding. I won't do that. I won't offend
Please don't.
No, I won't do that. I don't even know why I suggested it. You know, let's just cut that.
We can cut that part out. Okay, Malik, and how would you introduce yourself? Like, what's your job? What do you like to do? And before we talk about Coldplay, talk about you first.
Hi guys, I'm Malik, and I do videography and photography. I am finally in a full-time position where I can do video work, but it's at a university and it's more educational than creative. But at the same time, our team is like very young, and we all try to like pitch, you know, ideas on how to make certain things look better and like how to make other things look more interesting for students to watch, I guess. But I also do freelance video work like weddings, photos, and I know I've done self-portrait stuff that I posted on Twitter and Instagram as well. And I live in America, Indianapolis, Indiana, to be more specific. It's not as interesting, honestly. There's nothing but corn here, I guess. That's kind of what the state's famous for.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're listening, come on down to Indiana. Well, we'll give you corn for the rest of your life.
It's something, right? At least you have corn.
Yeah, I guess we got popcorn, kettle corn, any other kind of ridiculous form of it. It's it's fine. But but yeah, I guess I don't know what else.
Oh, that's perfect. I will never forget about Indiana. Like, I'm from Brazil. I'm not from the United States. But now, from now on, I didn't know about the corn. Yeah. So from now on, Indiana. Like, have you watched Parks and Recreation?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, perfect.
I did.
Because Pawnee, that is their town, is in Indiana. Now I'm going to rewatch the whole show just with that in mind, that they're all eating corn all the time. So yeah, thank you for that. This is going to be something.
Hey, no problem. And plus, Brazil, I've never been to Brazil. Mm. It sounds like a really cool place. Like, I've seen it in movies, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know if that's like, because it's always like it's always the most popular parts.
Yeah, usually people talk about Rio.
Yeah, Rio. But hopefully one day I'll be able to go to Brazil. That'd be fun.
Yeah, Brazil is lovely. I mean, we are not in a very good political point of our history. I mean, politically speaking, we are screwed. Is there any other word to talk about that? Like, this is the least?
Yeah, I know, because I think I've seen some stuff about, you know, Brazil's political climate not in the best place. But I'm just like, well, that's wild.
Yeah.
But I haven't kept up much with it. I haven't been keeping up with a lot of
you shouldn't.
Because I've just been distracted with other stuff. But
yeah, it's the best thing you do.
But I'm sorry, you were saying something.
No, I was exactly talking about that. I mean, it's not our best moment, but next year is elections. So this can be good or bad. Mm. We don't know. Like,
yeah.
We have nothing to hold on to by that time, but I hope that we learn how to vote and like do a proper conscious election and, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. What am I saying? We're talking about politics.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be Coldplay, goddamn, not Brazil's president.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But yeah, so let's go to Coldplay. Let's go to Coldplay. The first thing that I need to ask you, it's something that I saw on your Instagram account a few days ago, that you posted a small video on your stories that you said that you like Coldplay a lot, more specifically an unhealthy amount, as some people have told you. Something that I think it's very nice is that usually we realize that we are fans of anything at all, like can be anything, when people start connecting us to this, like, with me, I had the same idea. Mm-hmm. People used to call me, my name is Rodrigo. People used to call me Rodrigo Coldplay. Like it was my last name.
Yeah.
Some people did that. And I think lots of people have similar stories to that. So like this is something. When people start to like calling you names because of the bands you like, good names, it means that you are really a fan of this band. But in the same video, you said that someone asked you why you like Coldplay that much, but you were short on time because it was like a stories video. It was very short.
Yeah.
You mentioned that a short version of the story, but now you don't need to worry about time. So I want to hear everything. Why do you like Coldplay?
Sounds good.
Very like silly question, but I know that we might have a very great answer.
No, that's okay. Like how Coldplay kind of drifted into my life was kind of, I think it was in between the Milo Xyloto and Ghost Stories era. The first song that I heard by them was Viva La Vida. I'm like, wow, that's neat, you know? And then I was like, in my brain, when I think I was in middle school when that song came out, you know, if that ages me, there you go. But
it ages us. I'm saying that we have the same age. So, well.
Okay. Okay. Because everyone's going to think, oh my God, Malik's like 50 years old. Jeez, I'm just kidding. But yeah, the first time I heard a Coldplay song was Viva La Vida. And like in my brain, you know, middle school me was like, okay, well, the rest of this album that this song came from, it all sounds like that. And then I came across Life in Technicolor 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that song like three times. I'm like, you know, it's great. And then like on the fourth time, I'm like, you know what? I hate this song.
Oh my
God. I downloaded it. Had it on my iPod at the time, you know, when those were a thing. Mm-hmm. I had it on my iPod for like a week or 2 weeks. And I'm like, I don't listen to this. I'm just going to delete it. And so like from 2008 to like 2011, 12 around there, I kind of forgot that they existed. Like I was just like, okay, you know, whatever. And then between 2012 to 14 or something.
Got it.
I was in high school, which was the worst 4 years of life, if I'm going to be completely honest. It was awful.
Truly understand.
Like, I was around like people that were just like, oh, they're going to not practice what they preach, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, what is happening? And plus, like, on top of that, you know, again, going back to the voice thing, I was picked on a lot, picked on and like made fun of. And like, because I don't like back then, I didn't sound like a manly man, I guess, that I do now. But my voice sounded like
you were 14, 15 years old. Like, who sounds great with in 15 years old? Like,
that's so, what I'm saying. But yeah. But yeah, I was like very like how Chris Martin's falsetto at the beginning of Fix You, like that's what my voice sounded like. But instead of it being, you know, majestic and, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in my feelings for like 5 minutes. Well, me personally, it's just kind of like, ugh. And so all throughout high school, I was like made fun of for that. And like back then, you know, I didn't know how to use Photoshop to like, you know, you see a picture of me on Twitter or something, you know, I edited enough where it's like, oh yeah, you know, he doesn't have wrinkles. He doesn't have, you know, a zit in the middle of his forehead. It's fine. It's fine. So, made fun, you know, basically I was picked on enough times where I'm just like, okay, cool. Great. We suck. It's fine.
Oof.
So during that time I was like, going through, a breakup as well. And it was like, I guess the very first time I experienced love, I guess, or at least in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just kind of like, you know, in the middle of, okay, well, I'm in my feelings about this situation and also getting, you know, made fun of, picked on, you know, things going around about, you know, my personal life and everything. And so I'm just like, wow, okay, great. I was at a very dark period of my life.
And by that time, like, things happen all at once and all for the first time, and you don't know how to deal with that because it never happened to you. And usually, like, our references are not the best. We want to be tough. We want to be like strong because that's what we learn, right? We learn to be strong, so we cannot be like fragile and those kind of things. So shout out to like teenage drama. Teenage drama is not merely drama, right? It's something.
Right. I know. And now I'm looking back on it, I'm just like, all those people that picked on me, they peaked at that time.
Yeah. Don't peak in high school. Don't peak in high school. This is major. Don't peak in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's anything that you take away from this, do not peak in high school. But yeah, like in that point of time, I was like going through my own personal, you know, life stuff. And then like all these things are like packed on top of it. And like, as a dude, you're kind of taught to be like, oh, you can't show emotions. You can't do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And if people haven't really noticed, or well, people that know me in real life, they know that I kind of like wear my heart on my sleeve. And, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing, a bad thing. I don't know. I'm just like, if I'm going through emotions, it's like, hey, I'm going through it. So just, you know, let me process it and we'll be fine.
Got it.
But yeah, going through high school was really a crap time. And then I was trying to discover like new music and everything. I was very into like orchestral type music at the time, because I used to play the cello and all that stuff.
Wow.
And so I'm like, wow, this music sounds really cool. You know, how can we, you know, incorporate some of that? And so I was in an orchestra class and one of my friends was talking about, oh, Malik, your music tastes terrible. Oh, your music tastes, you need to
oh my God.
You need to fix that. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? I can see where you're coming from, because I do agree that the list of artists that I'm listening to is pretty bad. And so he sent me a list and Coldplay was on that list. And the name's familiar, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And so I think it was, I was in a class. I was in a history class. And there was a person that I had a crush on that was in the same class as me. And our teacher was playing music while we were working on something. And then Viva La Vida came on.
Wow.
And I was like literally sat up in my chair. I'm like, yo, I'm like, this song is a banger. And so I'm sitting there. I'm just like jamming out loud in the middle of this class, just like singing Viva La Vida very horribly. By the way, because I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to sing this song. It's going to impress my crush. We're going to fall in love and live happily ever after. And now that I look back on it, that was I'm an idiot. But moving on, the song played and everyone was just like laughing. They're just like, wow, Malik, that was That was a good one. And I was like, you're welcome. And then that was when Ghost Stories came about, and I didn't really understand, you know, why it was such a sad album or such a sad thing. Cause like the very first time I was like, sorry, catching on to Coldplay, I was like, it was after that Viva La Vida moment. I'm just like, okay, we'll give them a chance. And so the first album I downloaded was X and Y, which was was fantastic. Speed of Sound, White Shadows definitely is a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big personal one in my book. Like I had X and Y and it's like, yeah, I have X and Y on my iPod. I'm a cool kid now. You know, this album is fantastic. I mean, Coldplay, Phil, if you're listening to this, we need to do a revised version, my guy. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the dream. that's our mission on Earth.
Yeah, I know. It's like everyone spam. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Don't be like that. I really wanted to, but like,
yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, the X and Y album, I had that and I was just like, okay, you know, when this album's helping me, you know, kind of figure out some life stuff. And then I was watching I think it was not iTunes, like iHeart. They were performing something live in Texas. And I'm like,
it was South by Southwest. I know this called that concert was perfect. It's South by Southwest.
Yeah. And that one was, I was just like, okay, we can see what a Coldplay concert would look like. Cause I like found out that they had the Milo Xyloto thing. I'm like, this looks fun. You know, like there's a shot of Chris Martin with confetti. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty dope. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. And so I watched that concert and I was just like in my feelings. Cause I was like, I think they played Always in My Head first. And then, and they played the classics and then Another's Arms, which is another deep personal one for me. Yeah. And I think they played Atlas at that they one. Did. I think, I don't remember.
I think it was the first time of they played Atlas live, by the way. That was a very nice concert.
Yeah. So after watching that concert, I was just like, wow, okay. You know, I think I'm in love with this band. You know, the aesthetic is like, this is pretty cool. And so the Ghost Story era is kind of like one that means a lot. And sometimes I try not to go back into that because it's really sad. And I don't like, if you can tell, I'm not a big fan of being sad a lot of the times. Cause it's like, I like to, you know, hype people up and like love on people and tell them, you know, even though things are crap right now, hey, you're going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. It'll figure itself out. And once watched that, you know, everything, you know, figuring it out. And I had X and Y. And then I downloaded the entire Viva La Vida album again. And then downloaded Prospects March. And then I'm like, this band is basically saving me from a toxic path that could not have been a good thing for anybody, especially myself and people that I love. And all that stuff. But I was following the Coldplay Atlas at the time.
Yeah.
And now they're Coldplay Extra.
Yes.
Yeah. And so like I was following them at the time. And then someone talked about, oh yeah, their new single coming out of Sky Full of Stars or all that stuff. You know, it's going to be something that's not something Coldplay has done and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, that's neat. Because I like realized, I'm like, okay, each album sounds different. And I'm just like, I love this. And so when A Sky Full of Stars came out, I was at the lowest of low points.
Wow.
Like I was just like, it wasn't a fun time. Cause I was like dealing with stuff and it's just kind of like my family's going through stuff and it's like, I'm going through stuff. And it's like, I didn't want to add into that. Cause I just like, it would just be a whole snowball of just a lot. But when A Sky Full of Stars, like when I think they released it early or something, cause like,
It was some days before the album. It was very close to the album, but so just...
Yeah.
I think it was the end of April, and then the album came out in I think it was May 14th. So don't ask me why I remember that day. I just remember.
Because it popped up on YouTube, or like something... I know that I got a notification about it, or I was going through social media and saw that they released that song. I'm like, ooh, I need to listen to this. And so, I ran up into my room after school and I played it and I just like turned the volume up really high. Cause I'm just like, okay, this song seems to be a big deal.
Yeah.
you know, let's see why it's a big deal. And so like I played it, and then like the zoom, doom, 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 doom. Sorry for anyone who's musically talented. I apologize, but
don't worry.
But when it started, I just like in tears immediately. I don't know what triggered it or what sent whatever through my body, but just that bang, I'm like, wow. And then I listened to the whole song. I was just like, the song is like supposed to be upbeat and everything, but at the same time, it's like the lyrics, like if you listen to them, well, this is how I interpret it. But if you listen to them, they're actually pretty sad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like bawling, just like sitting in this corner of my room, just like in tears, looking like a clown. And so I'm just like, 4 minutes goes by and I'm just like, just sobbing. And so I like the door was closed and everything. And I'm just like having this moment, and I don't know what hit me, but this song clearly hit. Once, you know, the album came out and I was like looking into like, you know, why it's all sad and everything. I'm just like, wow. Me and Chris like are actually going through some similar stuff.
That was something that I was thinking about. That I was going to comment, like, it was basically the same time. I don't know if like, because this album came from basically Chris's divorce. I don't think you were getting a divorce with 14.
Yeah.
No. but it's similar, right? I mean, it's a similar feeling. It's a similar part of life. And especially as a teenager, right? I was talking to that with a friend the other day. Like, we underestimate ourselves so much when we were teenagers. Like, we don't trust our feelings. And when we grow up, we don't learn how to, like, to empathize with teenagers. We learn to say that this is not relevant. Like, this is just teenage drama, as I told in the beginning. Like, no, it's not just teenage drama. This is so real. Oh, but it's just a breakup. Yeah. You're going to have lots of breakups in your life. Yeah, but not with hormones like that, you know? Not in that part of your life. So it's something.
Yeah. So it was, like, really wild, because I was, like, listening to him, like, talk about, like, how he got through it and all that stuff. Ew, it is weird. Okay, I'm going to fast forward really quick, and then we'll jump back.
Come on, okay.
But then when the A Head Full of Dreams documentary came out and they like touched on that like block of time between this and this, I was just like, I'm like, damn. I'm like, we are like the weird similarities. I'm just like, this is weird. I'm like, this is so weird. Cause then like they were showing like shots of like Chris when he was just like Phil was doing, like he was talking about something like, oh yeah, he wouldn't talk to anybody. He wouldn't this, he wouldn't that. And I'm just like, I was kind of, people were like, oh, Malik, are you going to be fine? And like, you know, all this stuff. And they're like, are you eating? Are you sleeping? Are you all this, everything? I'm just like, it's really weird. Cause people on like Instagram and Twitter see like, oh yeah, Malik, he's Mr. You know, Mr. Positive, Mr. You know, I'm not even wearing my love button right now. Who am I? Mr.
Mine,
you
know, is right there, but I don't want to stand up and grab it because it's too far, but it's right there. I can show you later.
but people are like, oh, Malik, he's Mr. You know, I don't really like open up about like what got me to that point. And like this band really, they really did like help me through a lot of this stuff. And then like, let's go back to the Ghost Stories era. Like, you know, listening to the album like multiple times and then, you know, realizing like piecing things together, like, okay, this is this situation. And, you know, this song is matched with this, you know, and I'm just like in my brain, like each song like is connected to a certain thing. And then like, I was so like, I loved the album so much at the time that I like wrote a whole storyline, like a whole short film on like each song and how it connects to the next song. Yeah. And I think the one song that didn't make it in the short film was Magic.
You really did like made a short film?
No. Like I wrote it out.
Oh,
like,
in your mind. Okay. Okay. Because you talked about it so confidently. I was like, wait, did that really happen? I want to see it, but okay. I got it.
No. Like I wrote out a whole like, I didn't like film it or anything because at the time I didn't have a camera and all that stuff.
But it's scripted.
But, Yeah, like I wrote out like each song. I'm like, okay, this song, like always in my head, you know, first track, you know, this is written like this. And then Magic, I skipped because I was trying to like, if I'm being honest, I'm going to get reprimanded for this, but
no,
Magic isn't the biggest. Yeah, Magic isn't one that I don't know. I can't get into it for some reason. Like I need to really be in a certain headspace in order to, yeah. It's weird.
Like Magic is a very long song that takes a lot to like develop. It's a very slow paced in the meaning of like it is very small in the beginning. It's literally like just drum and bass and then Chris enters and gets a lot until the rest of the band like really shines and Johnny steps in on the very end of the song. Yeah. So I truly like I have this thing too. It's not my favorite song from Ghost Stories for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I liked it as like the lead single. I know that nowadays the lead single is The Sky Full of Stars, but they announced the album with Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the first time that we have like confirmed this is Ghost Stories and we're going to be out on that day and has like 9 tracks. And it's that was the first time. So, I mean, when I listened to it the first time, I felt like this is too empty.
Yeah, that's
like, this sounds empty. Although it's not, but it sounded for the first time, it sounded a bit like that. So I truly get you.
Yeah. So yeah, it was one that I just like, I just need to be in a place where I'm like, okay, we can listen to Always in My Head and then Magic, but usually I kind of skip it because the ones that hit the most for me is Always in My Head, True Love, Midnight's back and forth. Sometimes I don't know. I just like listening to the transition that it has from True Love into that one. But Oceans at the time wasn't one I was a fan of, but recently it's been like I'm going through a little bit of sad boy hours. So that one that one recently has been kind of like okay, I understand this song now. It's like, okay, I'm getting it. But at the time when it came out, I was just kind of like, it's okay, but let's just kind of fast forward to with the transition into A Sky Full of Stars. But
it's A Sky Full of Stars.
But yeah, Always in My Head, True Love, Another's Arms, A Sky Full of Stars, and Oh. Those are the 5 that kind of just brought me back from a lot of negative, bad things and kind of told me, hey, it's like, you know, we can be sad. And then A Sky Full of Stars, we can be sad, but also jump around and have fun.
Yeah.
And then
dance and cry at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what it was that kind of triggered that response. But then with Oh, it's kind of like a big hug from like,
yeah.
In my brain, when I listen to it, I'm just like, wow, this is, you know, Guy, Johnny and Will giving Chris a hug saying, hey, we love you, dude. It's gonna be all right. So I kind of...
The whole album feels like the band, like, giving... And when we had, like, that part of the A Handful of Dreams documentary, that became very clear, right?
Yeah.
The whole album was, like, them saying, it's going to be fine, we're here for you.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why it's not, a solo album from Chris. Some people insist on that idea, and I can't understand why. I mean, it's very personal to Chris Martin. He is the songwriter. I mean, he wrote the lyrics, of course. And we know a glance of what he was going through. But it sounds, the whole album, especially on Fly On, like on Oh, that you mentioned, like...
Yeah.
This whole song sounds exactly like that to me because, like, the band is so subtle, but... the main instrument of that song is the piano that it's Chris, like 50%, but the other 50% of the song is just like an instrumental hug from the other bands. And I think something very nice that you mentioned is when you said that you can like create a story that wraps Ghost Stories up. I think Ghost Stories, like if I have to, like put the songs into small categories or small boxes. Have you ever heard about the 5 stages of grief? Like how we usually respond and how our body like usually reacts to grief. And have you ever listened about it? Have you ever heard about it?
I've heard about it, but I've never like gone in and actually like not investigated, but like researched it, I guess. Cause I've heard people say it and I'm like,
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we usually have five stages of grief. Like, this is general for lots of people. First is denial, and then anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Those are the five stages of grief. And like, when you broke up in a relationship, when you lose someone you love and those kind of things, we can experience grief with everything that it's very disruptive, you know?
Yeah.
Any kind of sudden loss makes us experience that. And for me, ghost stories is exactly that.
Yeah.
So like, first you have a denial, like, tell me you love me. If you don't, then lie to me.
Yeah.
This is very clear. Yeah. Like, this is very specific. And then there's a certain kind of anger in the same song, like ink, I love you so that so much it hurts. Like, I don't want, like,
yeah.
It is a very like happy song. Like, we have a very nice beat, but at the same time, as you say, like, the lyrics sound like a regret, but at the same time, something that you liked living. It's that kind of confusion. And then we have bargaining. Again, true love represents it so much. Like, what do I have to do to have you back?
Yeah.
What do I have to change to have you back? Depression, oceans. Like, I'm ready for the pain. Like, I'm ready for it all.
Yeah.
And then in the end, you accept that. That is exactly what we have in O. Like, maybe one day I'll fly next to you. So
yeah,
it's so, it's inspirational in the end.
Yeah.
You know, not making it sound romantic, like, oh, it's so beautiful. And no, it's not beautiful. It's not a beautiful process. Like, it's not, it's not nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's the capacity of art to turn those things into beauty, into beautiful things.
Yeah. Right?
So,
And
it's like, this is natural art. Like, naturally, art has this, this capacity. But when we talk about Coldplay, like, they do those kind of things so naturally, and everything sounds so tied up in the end. Like, they're very good at making albums. So, I mean, you can create this narrative and this story in each of their albums. But in Ghost Stories specifically, this is something that it's just so greatly tied up.
I don't want to sound selfish, but I think it was an album that I needed, and I'm very thankful. Well, I mean, I'm not thankful that Chris got divorced and, you know, all that stuff, because that's not fun. But
you're not being selfish, by the way. This is catharsis. That's it.
Yeah. But I'm just very thankful that that album exists, because it's kind of like I try not to listen to it a whole lot, because it'll just like, each song is like tied to a certain memory point in my life. And I just, some of them, I'm just like, I don't really want to go back into that, but I'm just very thankful that it exists. So if I ever do have, you know, another moment or some, you know, that is kind of like there to say, hey, it's okay. You know, these four grown men will comfort you, even though one of them is going through something similar. It's like, hey, we can all go through these feelings together and we'll come out okay at the very end. And then.
Yeah, I need to tell this again. On last episode with Seth, I said something that it's stuck in my head until now, that I feel like Coldplay is like an older brother or an old, literally band of brothers in this case. Like, it's like four guys who are older than me and know life better than me for a longer time than I do, that is there to tell me that, like, no, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Not only saying that just because, but because they have already lived and been through many things that I am experiencing right now. For example, and getting a bit out of Ghost Stories now, with Higher Power, for example. Mm-hmm. I talked about that in some previous episodes. Like, we had Everyday Life, that is a very sensitive album. It talked about lots of important stuff that became even, like, it's an album from the end of 2019. They almost predicted the future. Like, it's a very intimate album that talks about lots of things. Like, it talks about police violence even before, like, George Floyd and everybody started talking about that. So, and they talked about lots of different, like, social issues, but that's not the point here. Mm-hmm. I feel that Everyday Life is a very lonely album.
Yeah.
It talks about loneliness sometimes, like old friends. Old Friends was written for a friend of Chris that died. So, like, he has this feeling of loneliness. And what happens on 2020? Everybody gets lonely just
exactly
in the blink of an eye. So, I mean, yeah. We had that album, but I was talking about Higher Fire. We had that album, and then the world became a mess. Mm-hmm. On May 2021, they release a happy song that's like, I'm yeah. happy, I'm alive at the same time. And I'm like, Coldplay? Really? But at the same time, like, it is so genuine that it doesn't sound disrespectful. Because I was like, man, it's 2021. People are dying because of a damn virus. And you're saying that you're happy that you're alive at the same yeah. time as me? But it's true.
Yeah.
What can I do, right? Yeah. So it's a genuine joy. It's not just the joy. The same way that Ghost Stories would not just... a sad album, just a sad album.
Yeah.
It's not just meant to be sad because people like sad songs. And Coldplay is known
yeah.
because of sad songs originally, Fix You and those kind of songs, Yellow. It's so nice to see that everything that they do is so genuine that even when they release a song in the middle of a pandemic year, I mean, 2021 was way better than 2020, thanks God. But I mean,
yeah.
we were still recovering. So they released like, Higher Power, and everyone started jumping in alien languages and in holograms dancing. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. But you know what? That was so good. And especially for me, because like I created my Twitter account, like the Stan account for Coldplay, specifically for Coldplay, mm-hmm. exactly because of Higher Power. And during the pandemic, like during this year, the Twitter fandom has been so nice to me. Like, and then I created this podcast. It was the craziest thing I did this year. But like, it creates a very nice sense of a refugee in chaos. Like, not only with the band, they create music, and that's a refugee by itself. That is something by itself. But we're also able to connect with other people like we're doing now. Like,
yeah.
if it wasn't for Coldplay, I wouldn't even know your name. I wouldn't even know that you were a person that exists and live in the United States and likes Coldplay and is a photographer. So there are lots of links and connections we can do because of that. And I mean, when that is in context, you can understand why Chris Martin is saying that he's happy that he's alive at the same time as whoever he wrote this song to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, everything is just so genuine and so true that I won't say that we forget that we are in a pandemic year, because that's something that I like about the band too. Like, Music of the Spheres is not like A Head Full of Dreams that is like festive and everything is a party and life is amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's so down to earth.
Yeah.
Like, it recognizes a lot the word the way it is. Like, Let Somebody Go. I talked a lot about this song around here already. I'm not going to repeat what I'm saying since, like, last month. I wouldn't call myself a pessimistic, but I am not that optimistic either. Like, I'm very realistic. I'm usually not the person who gets, like, very cheered up very easily. I like to have friends that cheer me up, and I like to have friends that make me feel well. And like, again, I'm not a fan of being sad. I think no one is, like you said, but, so I need to see the reality that I'm in. If you want to cheer me up, you need to have a very clear and realistic perspective to say things to cheer me up. I'm a very hard person. I'm very, I'm the worst. Like, that's basically what I'm saying. Like, I'm the worst when I'm not feeling well. Like, cheering me up is a very difficult activity. But Coldplay does that, saying, "Hey, the world is a mess. The world is chaos. We know that. But at the same time, what else can we do? You know?
Yeah.
Are we going to sit there and mourn all the time? No. So let's go dancing. Like,
yeah, it's like, hey, you can sit here and just be sad all the time, but you could, you know, be grateful that you're alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can do that. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
going back to the thing you said about how they, you know, make albums, like how it's kind of like there's a beginning, middle, and end. Yeah. It's kind of, they have a really good way of like, okay, here's how this is going to start, and like, here's how we're going to wrap it up, and mm-hmm. then do the next thing. And so I think like within the 9 albums that they've made, it's like going back to the Ghost Stories thing, it's like, I feel like it started off like, yeah, you know, we're sad college kids. And then it's like A Rush of Blood is just kind of like, you know, we're figuring it out because we're famous now. And then X and Y is just kind of like, all right, we're famous and this is kind of annoying. And then Viva La Vida is like, oh yeah, we're going to be a little edgy this time. we're going to tap into the edginess. And then what was after Emmett? Milo Xyloto, right? Yeah. That one was kind of like, all right, we're going to try the pop thing. We're going to try it and we're going to see how that goes. And it's like, all right, we did it. And now Ghost Story is just kind of like, okay, here's some sad boy hours, but we're going to get through it and it's going to be okay. And so like after the Ghost Stories album came out, A Head Full of Dreams was like, I was thriving that era. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It was so, so good. Because it was, I think Adventure of a Lifetime was the one, like, it's my ringtone. And then granted, no one calls me, so I don't have to hear it all the time. But when someone does call me, it's just like, sometimes I'm just tempted to let it go to voicemail because I'm just like,
I want to listen to the song.
Yeah, it's just like, it just starts going. I just like see who's calling. I'm just like, but the song's really good. And I'm like, do I really want to pick it up? And then it gets to like a part where I know that it's going to go to voicemail. I'm like, all right, fine. But and then afterwards I listen to the song and I listen to it on like repeat like 3 times. And I'm just like, oh, so good. But yeah, A Head Full of Dreams was like the big kind of like, okay, I process all of my feelings. So it was a weird sequence. It's like, I did a weird jump from like X and Y to Viva La Vida. And then I skipped Milo Xyloto because I didn't know it existed for a second. I honest to God didn't know that album was real.
My God.
I didn't know about it until Ghost Stories. And then someone's like, oh yeah, this is way different than Milo Xyloto. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, what does that mean? Then I Googled it and I'm like, oh, it's an album. I'm like, sorry, everybody, I'm new. All right.
It just happens. Nobody will judge you.
Yes. So I had to go back. But yeah, A Head Full of Dreams was like, for me, I felt like it was kind of like, okay, this is the person that I want to be. Yeah. And this is how we're going to take life. This is how we're going to see life. You know, A Head Full of Dreams, I was kind of like, wow, this is, you know, this is fun. But Adventure of a Lifetime is what the song, I don't know. It's not like my anthem. I like to mark Viva La Vida as that one because that song means a lot.
Lots of people do that. That's amazing.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's Coldplay's, like, that was it. I'm like, Coldplay, that's the perfect song. It's like, when I hear, like, when I think about Coldplay, I think about just, you know, military jackets, Revolutionary War stuff.
Yeah.
You know, smoke, dirt, you know, all right, we're going to get in a fight with somebody. And then, but yeah, A Head Full of Dreams was kind of like the, okay, this is how I want to live my life. It's like, granted, I know the world can be, it could suck. It can be trash, but at the same time, at least a tiny little symbol of trying to make it a better place, if that makes sense.
And I mean, I talked about like how Coldplay is like a positive band, but like, see things in a very realistic way. And I connect to that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the origin story of Adventure of a Lifetime? Do you know why Chris wrote that song?
I know they were trying to make, like, it was supposed to be a slower song.
Yeah, it was Legends. Yeah, it was Legends. Yeah. But this is like music theory and production things. But
oh boy,
what made him actually write it, like write the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
He has never been very open about it. But he was in an accident that he almost died.
Oh.
But at that time, he realized, like, okay, what was the last thing that I wanted to feel before I die?
Yeah.
Like, what is to feel alive?
Mm.
And that's why we have like that chorus, like, you make me feel that I'm alive again.
That's wild.
It's so strange, right? It's so dark.
Yeah.
To that kind of music, that kind of song, that it's so upbeat and those kind of things.
Yeah.
So when I listened to that story, I was like, wow, this is why I love this band. I mean, he could have written a very strange song, like, and very depressive, like, oh my God, I almost died and I don't know what it is to feel alive anymore. And but no, like, they just did Adventure of a Lifetime. That is like a banger. Yeah. It's capable to lift everyone up.
Yeah.
And this connects a lot with what we were talking about, Ghost Stories. Like, they put a horrible thing that it's very painful and it's very, you know, and they created something beautiful, which is like the whole point.
Yeah.
To every artist, to everyone. Be a bright red rose come bursting the concrete, right? That was the topic of Milo Xylitol. Like, the whole album was created because of that concept. But I mean, I feel that after that, they recycled the same motto, the same idea to like everything that they went doing. Like,
yeah.
And this is just, this is the reason that I'm so passionate about them, because.
Yeah, 100% agree. Because I even say to myself, I said, if it wasn't for Coldplay, what band would mean a lot? And I'm like, I don't think Imagine Dragons would. I don't know. My brain, it's like, yeah, they have some good songs, but it's like I can't connect with you right now. And I don't know. I was even thinking about this because it was something that I saw on Twitter, and they were like, oh, if Coldplay, you know.
I saw that. Yeah, if Coldplay disappears, what's your favorite band? I saw that and I struggled a lot. I couldn't answer that.
Yeah, I was like, what other band is there? I'm like, yeah, because it's like the thing that I love about them is that they put emotion in the music that they make. I started picking up on like, okay, you know, I don't know. I think it was a Head Full of Dreams. So I picked up, I'm like, wow, they're putting emotion, like they're an emotional band. And I love that because, again, going back to the, I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know, it's like, if I'm excited about something, you'll know. Cause I'll be like, oh guys, look at this thing. Look at this thing. And it's like, if I'm sad, then it's just kind of like, I'm just sitting around moping around the place. And if I'm like frustrated or angry, you know, people will know. Cause it's like, if I'm just like really pissed off and just like, you know, if I just want to just, you know, get really angry, just blow up, I'll just silence. It's like, they're like, okay, Malik's angry. It's like, what are we going to do? Cause again, I don't know. I don't like to say that I'm like Chris Martin, but you know how he's kind of like, you know, things are going to be, you know how Chris Martin is.
Yeah, no, I truly got you.
The few clips that I've seen of him where he's just like legitimately upset. I think it was during the Everyday Life era. He like snapped at someone because they were like asking for an autograph or something bizarre.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And like watching him just get really angry, I'm just like, there's my hero. He gets angry too, guys. So look at him. I mean, it's not like good to see Chris Martin get angry, but at the same time, it
humanizes him.
It's like he's a human being. It's like when people, like, I feel like when people see him upset, it's just kind of like, whoa, what do we do? And I know that I've had situations in like my video and photo career where I'll have instances where something will just drive me up the wall. And like everyone around me is just kind of like, okay, we don't really know what to do. Like, we've never seen you just like pissed off. Cause I do video work at a church. And I'm like I'm the new director now, but
got it.
There was a moment where something wasn't connecting to something else. And like something wasn't popping up here. And it was something really dumb. And I was just getting really flustered because it's like, I'm the director. So it's like trying to figure out, I was like troubleshooting like any which way possible. And they like saw that I was just like, they're like, okay, Malik he's upset. Like, we've never seen him angry because he's always, you know, hey, I love you. You're going to do great. You know, all that stuff. And so everyone around me, they could tell, they're just like, oh, he's mad. Like, he's really frustrated and he's just angry about the situation. It's fine. And so they would all come up. They're like, hey, we know you're angry. They're like, we never experienced this before, but is there anything that we can do to like, you know, help with the situation? And so when I see Chris Martin, you know, like clips of him getting angry, it's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his life is like, but I know recently when he was going through something, when they were doing a slew of New York shows, and like, I saw him meeting a fan and someone's like, oh, Chris, you're my hero. And he's like, I don't really feel like a hero, but thanks. So I'm just like, it was really weird. It's weird because the amount of times that certain situations with him and my life kind of like link up, I'm just like, Chris, if you're my dad, just say so. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Cut that part out.
No, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like, I would love to discover that information about me, too.
But yeah, like, when he was going through that moment and he was like, yeah, I don't really feel like a superhero. I was like going through something similar because I was doing some self-reflecting stuff on certain aspects of my life. I don't know what triggered that, but or like what caused me to like do that sort of thing. But I was just like, you know what? Let's just, you know, let's do a little self-reflection thing. I'm like, these are some things that Malik can work on and here's how we can make it better. And like, there was some element that me and my dad have that I just don't really like or care for. And I just kind of like realized going back in time, like there were like certain moments in life where I'm like, damn, I'm really like my dad, huh? And it's like, I didn't really like it. And so I was kind of like, pretty bad. Like I felt like crap about it. And people are like, oh my God, Malik, this is so cool. This is so cool. And like, I just feel like an imposter. It's like, I'm just weird with accepting compliments. Like anytime someone says, oh Malik, this is a great video. I'm just like picking out every single flaw. Like I sent a wedding video to a couple yesterday. No, I lied. 2 days ago. And she posted it on Facebook or something. She said, oh my God, this is so amazing. This is so amazing. Blah, 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 blah. And like, she didn't know that I put it through an auditioning process where I made like several people watch it after I made it. And I'm like, okay, give me feedback. What needs to be fixed? I watched this video like six different times. I need a new set of eyes to look at this. And so, no, I'm like, there's so many flaws. I'm so sorry. And so I'm just sitting here like beating myself up about this. Cause like, again, I see these lists of problems. I'm trying to work on it. And people are like, oh, you're so great at this. You're so great at this. And I'm like, but I don't feel like I'm doing a good job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure what Chris was going through, but you know, the part where he said, you know, I don't really feel like a hero. I'm just kind of like, you know, I feel that. Cause it's like, yeah, you know, it can be Mr. Hey, you know, we're one with the universe. We can, you know, love your neighbor and all that good stuff. At the same time, it's like, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
No, but I truly get it. No, we were talking about like humanizing the band and seeing that they're just like human beings as we are. It's something very, I don't know. Again, I don't like to see Chris getting angry and I don't like to see him sad or anyone, but it's relatable. I think the word, it's not nice, it's relatable.
Yeah. So
when you see those things happening, when you see that, oh, even though it was indirectly that there is this guy that helped me a lot some years ago, and now I see that, I literally see that we are in similar situations. It's like confirming a theory that, yes, we are very similar. Again, this is a topic that almost always pops up here in the podcast, but I don't see Chris Martin or any other person. Like I don't like the idea of idols. Chris Martin is not my idol. Mm. Chris Martin, like Coldplay is my favorite band, but they're not like superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I like them so much. Not here on the podcast, but some people say, oh, I would faint if I saw like Chris Martin. I was like, are you really a fan of that band? Because I always think about if you're not able to connect as human beings, like with your favorite band, are you really a fan of that band? Like, not judging, like, that's the whole idea of the podcast, right? People are different and people express their love for a band or for whatever it is in different ways. That's the podcast is about that, But at the same time, I mean, Coldplay's biggest message is human connection. So, how can you like refuse to connect, like, humanly speaking, like, to another human being that happens to be Chris Martin, like, that happens to be the lead singer of your favorite band? But but I was trying to talk about is like, I don't believe in that idea anymore. Like, I'm an artist too. I am a musician. So, when you talked about that thing of, there was a video that I sent to a client, to a couple, and they say like, that's so amazing. And all that I could do was counting flaws. Like, I feel the same thing.
Yeah.
Like when I listen to my music from like 3-4 years ago, I say like, this is not me. I remember that was like an Instagram thing that you can like repost now, right? It's add yours, a new sticker on Instagram that is called add yours or share yours.
Yeah.
That like people share moments of their events, and there was something like post a picture of the last concert you made. And the last concert I did was before the pandemic. So it was literally 2 years ago, basically.
Yeah.
And when I posted that story, I was like, that's not myself anymore. That's clearly not me. That bothered me so much. And again, I truly get, like, for example, when Chris says that he doesn't want to watch the documentary.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm talking about that, about a picture of myself 2 years ago. Imagine a whole movie of 20 years of your life.
Oh, no.
So, no.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to watch that. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because I even with the Instagram stories, it's like some of them, like when I do the thing, I don't know if you've seen them, but when I do the thing with the twins or whatever,
I think I get
like,
it.
When I like literally just duplicate myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like those I will watch because I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But usually I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm going to post it. And then I'm just going to, like I set a limit on Instagram that's like 15 minutes. And so like I make sure to get to like the part where I get a notification saying, hey, you have 5 minutes left on Instagram to like post it. So I don't have to see it. I don't have to, you know, get messages from people because I'm like, ugh. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, that I wouldn't. Yeah. Watching videos of myself. I'm good. It's like, I'm good.
It's the same thing on listening to your own voice on a podcast. Like I struggle a lot, but
yeah,
usually after I publish the podcast, I mean, it's very nice to have the conversations with the guests. It's very nice to edit and like listen to that conversation again. It's like having the same conversation again. So you have a different perspective on some stuff.
Yeah.
But after that, when the episode is ready, for example, that's it. Mm. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Yeah. If I really liked it, we can like schedule another conversation. That's totally a possibility, but not listening to it again. Only if there is something like very specific that I want to recheck or maybe like re-listen. Mm-hmm. But I think our job here is to encapsulate a conversation for other people to listen and other people to be a part of it too. But me? Like, not again. Yeah. I truly get people who likes to listen to their own like stuff. Again.
Yeah.
But that's not my case, right? And this is applicable to my music. Yeah. And I think that this is applicable to your videos. And I think this is applicable to Chris's music.
Yeah.
Like, and we're talking about a band that spends like 2 years touring. So they spend 2 years listening to their songs every night. So, I mean,
and then on top of it, like making the album and then having to mastering it and everything, they're like, yo,
they play Yellow for 22 years, 22.
Right.
You know, so, this is something we sometimes, and like, they're not playing, for example, Charlie Brown on this tour. Like, I think they never played it. And the part of me that is a fan says, I really wanted Charlie Brown. Like, a Coldplay concert is not a Coldplay concert without Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
But the other part of me says, okay. Mm. like they played it since for more than 10 years. They played it since 2011.
Yeah.
We are in 2021. Yeah. So it's okay, you know?
Yeah. It's like we can give it a break.
More than that, I think we can let them give a break.
Yeah.
You know? Because we don't know how are they feeling. I know there is a part of being a musician that is I have to make good music and good concerts for the fans. So there is a part of the job that is for the people. But there's also a part of the job that is not for the people. It's for just personal realization to be grateful with the job that you are doing. And this is so delicate. It's so hard for us to like what we do, to actually like what we do. So if that's the way that they have chosen to say like, oh, that's the way I'm comfortable with, like not playing this song anymore because I played this song for 10 years and I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
What can I do? I want the best for them. So go on.
Yeah. 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 It's like, we've heard it enough times. It's like, are the fans tired of it? It's like, we'll give it a little break for now or something. But because like spending all that time having to like trying to create it. And then on top of it, having to listen to it and then listen to it like multiple times. I feel like it kind of,
and there is a point, like I'm going to talk as a musician because that's my perspective, but I think you have probably a very similar story. But we as listeners, we have the final song like there for us. It's midnight, we have the song on Spotify, we press play and then we have it.
Yeah.
But for a musician like Arabesque, for example, People of the Pride. There are new songs for us, but People of the Pride was released on 2021, but it dates from 2008.
Yeah.
Or even before. Yeah. So I'm like, we don't see that process.
Yeah.
And on Charlie Brown, like, I don't remember the dates, but I know that they made a whole entire album before Milo Xyloto that didn't become real. Like, they decided to go other way. That is the Wedding album. This album is not real. Just two songs have left. That is Us Against the World. That is exactly the same based on what they commented. The other one is Charlie Brown, but they changed it completely. On the I Have Full of Dreams documentary, we can listen to a snippet of it, of the old accordion version that the fans started calling accordion version because it's, the main riff is on an accordion, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know that. We can't, we don't see this happening. We are not there. So, I mean, the way we see things is very different from the way that the band, the artist, see their own music. So, I mean, it's not funny. It's not enjoyable to, like, I really like Charlie Brown. So, I really want to see Charlie Brown live again. But, I mean, the least I can do is respect.
Yeah, I feel that. Because that's, like, from a video perspective, or video photo perspective, like, any of the self-portrait stuff that I have posted on Twitter, those are like the 12th or 15th version of whatever it is.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, this is so great. And I'm like, but you haven't seen the 20 other versions that went through my brain before I picked one. And like, even with wedding, like even not even just wedding videos. Speaking of, I need to edit a video. All right. Anyway, but even with other videos, like there was one video that I made a complete edit of. I had it. It was, you know, a full video file. And I'm just like, let's start another one. So, yeah, the process of creating art and stuff is,
Some people say that, like, creative process is like a drug. It's horrible for you, but you cannot, like, go away.
Yeah, especially when an idea, like, drops into your head at, like, 3 a.m.
Yes.
You, like, shoot out of bed. You're like, this, I need to write it down. I need to write it down quick. But yeah,
it just happens sometimes. Like Chris says that a lot. Like it just arrives. The song just arrived. The idea just arrives. So
yeah,
you need to decide what you're going to do. You're going to grab it and like put it somewhere, or just going to leave it there, like hanging. You know. So it's something like it's inspiration is something very strange because it comes and go very fast. You cannot control it.
Exactly.
So like I said, when you see Stray, it is 3 a.m. You were waking up the whole neighborhood because you're playing something in your guitar because it just arrived.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be like as quiet as possible, but you can't because it is a guitar and it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And people usually do not understand that. What are you doing up at 3 a.m.? I'm like, I don't know. I'm writing a song. I don't know what I'm doing. So,
It's like, just let it happen.
Yeah.
So, I've started stealing the mentality of if you have an idea, write it down immediately and then just say, all right, there it is. And then we'll address it later. But
I have problems with that either because sometimes I forget. I forget about it. So like it's like nothing happens. And it's like, okay. Malik, thank you so very much for being part of this. It was just so nice talking to you. As I told you, like there are lots of other things that I haven't asked you. For example, on your Twitter account, it says that you are a Love Button ambassador. And this is something that I still need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's keep it for the future. We have season 2 coming next year.
Sounds
You're
good.
You're totally invited. We can totally do that again.
Yes.
Malik, do you have any other thing that you want to say? Like any last words? I always remember last words, but last words are the worst. You're not going to die, I hope.
Yeah, I hope not. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, right? But do you have anything to say that you want to tell people?
I'll try to make it short and brief. And, you know, I mean, in regards to I guess life and Coldplay stuff, something that I always tell myself is that, you know, we're all going to die at some point. So there's no reason in worrying about, you know, little things. It's like in the moment it could be, you know, super drastic, but at the end of the day, it's like, you're alive, you're okay, you're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, just be safe from the pandemic and all that good stuff. Just go out and love people, I guess. Yeah. Trust me, it gets difficult for me sometimes.
It's not easy.
Because, you know, some clients can be difficult. But at the same time, you know, just don't let little things tear you down. Just live your life how you want. Safely, though.
Don't be irresponsible, right?
Yeah, be responsible and be safe.
Yeah.
I think that's all that I have. I don't know. That was just a word vomit at you. So I don't know. You can just get rid of that if you want.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, that is exactly what the band says all the time, right? So why would I would I skip that? Again, sometimes I have the feeling that Coldplay's saying some like cliche stuff out of the blue, and I'm like, okay, Chris Martin, I know that life is beautiful. Yeah. Okay, Chris Martin, I know that, you know, I know that everyone hurts and everyone cries.
Mm.
But at the same time, there are moments that I don't. There are moments that I tell myself that I do know some kind of stuff, that I do know that we should enjoy life, but I actually don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is never too much. This is always something that we need to listen / say to everybody because we never know. Like, I don't know what you're thinking about your own self and your own life right now. So I can use this time that I'm talking to you, Malik, or to anyone that is listening to that to say, oh, life is great and life is good, or to just not say anything at all. And I mean, apathy is just as bad as hate sometimes. To hate someone is something. To not to care about someone is other thing. And sometimes we think that hate is the worst. And it is. Mm-hmm. But apathy generates hate. So, I mean, I think the biggest point here is not try not to hate people. But we are used to apathy. We are used to, like, living our own lives and being in our own world and not understanding any kind of perspective that are not ours, because we are sometimes like, we let apathy in front of other people sometimes. So no, I don't think that any of what you said, it's like bullshit or those kind of things. It's very relevant, actually.
Okay.
Because,
I'm a big empathetic with an E individual. Yeah. So I wonder what it's like being that person. Then I'm just like, you know what? I don't know what they're going through. So I'm just going to say, hey, I love you, buddy.
Yeah. exactly. Perfect. Perfect. Malik, thank you very much. I hope you have a nice weekend. We are wrapping up 2021 around. It's almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. We blink and then it's Christmas. I like November was so fast. So, I mean, but the next year, I would love to have you here again. I would love to, like, continue our chatting, because there are lots of things I haven't asked you that I really wanted to. So thank you very much. I hope to see you around. Hope you have a great weekend. And that's it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Code Talks. This podcast is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Rodrigo Saminis. I also made the soundtrack of the show, which is original since season 2. Graphic design is made by Luiz Eduardo Pinheiro. I ask you please to rate the podcast and follow us on the platform that you're listening to. It helps us a lot. Also, if you like Code Talks and want to support the show, please consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/CodeTalksPod to donate whatever you want. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CodeTalksPod, P-O-D. Thank you very much, and see you next week.